7:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, Ali Mac, and Dylan. And this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And Michael Penix Jr.'s hometown of Dade City, Florida. This is a very cool honor. Before he gets to start this season, they named a street after him. Michael Penix Jr. Street.
Dude, that's next level.
Isn't it?
There's some arrival there when you start getting streets named after you in your hometown, man. I'm trying to think. I was given a key to a city one time down in Pensacola, but never like anything permanent like that. Absolutely not, man.
Was it one of those big keys?
No, it was like kind of like a key that was kind of like glued to a plaque. So it was kind of, you know, I couldn't use it to open anything. But yeah, it was really cool. We did a Pensacola sports commission, whatever, dinner one night, and there's a lot of like really famous athletes from down there. Like I think at the dinner just that night was Emmitt Smith, Don Sutton. I'm trying to think. There was probably 15 people there at the time that were really, really cool. And obviously I was active in the NFL still at that point. So everybody kind of got a key to the city that night. And I was like, oh, I got one of 15. Pretty cool. Really, really loving it. Graham Gano, who's a kicker at that point and still is probably. He's from down there.
I think he's still playing.
Yeah. Buck Showalter, I think, was at that.
Oh, I was just going to ask because I've been to your house a couple of times and I've seen like some of your like memorabilia. And I'm like, I never saw a big ass key on the wall.
There's levels to that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like that key definitely is probably in a box somewhere.
Graham Gano still in the NFL, by the way.
Yeah, ding. And who's he with right now?
Can't ding yourself.
Is that in the rule?
Yeah, you got to wait to be dinged.
Okay. 7:44.
Do not ding yourself. Noted. He is with the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, there you go. So Graham Gano is my age, and I was actually roommates with him in a couple All-Star games that we played in, Cal Florida Bowl and things like that. Really, really nice dude. And he actually, as a Titan, they were, from what I was told, one of the reasons Alabama saw me play when they offered me was they were coming to scout Graham Gano. Who ended up winning the Lou Groza at Florida State. So there's a lot of cool things there. I have to go back and look at some of the pictures, but a lot of really famous athletes have been down there. But yeah, I'm trying to think. I know there's a park down there named after Buck Showalter. I'm sure there's probably a road named after Don Sutton.
What would you want named after yourself if you were given this kind of accolade?
I don't know. A road would be pretty cool.
Alley. That's what I would want.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Google Maps would probably call it Ali Alley.
Yeah, it probably would.
That's what Siri
Bo's
calls
Boulevard.
You.
Yeah.
I would need a little bit of a. I would need Ali's Alley.
Ali's Alley.
Ali's Alley.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good name for like a bar.
You know doesn't I mean? It? Like there.
Bo's Boulevard. Yeah. I like that too, Mike. That's a good.
Isn't
call.
That one of the things that? And I know that guys do this. I don't know if girls ever do this, but like you sit around, like you always come up with just names for a bar. Like, if I owned a bar, it'd be called this. You know what I mean? You're like, Like, I always think of that in terms of, you know, the place that came out of Baton Rouge that is expanding rapidly. I think they're putting one at the Battery. Walk-ons.
Okay,
have you ever guys ever been to a walk-ons?
I've been to a walk-ons in New Orleans.
Yeah, you're like, what a great name for a bar. Mm-hmm. Walk-ons Bistro. You're like, yes.
Doesn't the Mannings run that? Or is that the one the Mannings, or is that the one Drew Brees? Walk-ons might be the one that Drew Brees has.
Drew Brees is bought in, yes. Yeah. And I know that one of my old buddies, John Parker Wilson's bought into the one in Birmingham, I think, a little bit. Yeah. They kind of include a little bit of local celebrity in each market that they're in, which is kind of cool. Yeah,
there's a couple bars in Nashville that I think they're expanding. The same owners they have Winners and Losers.
Yes.
I think that's such a great...
Yep.
Little
that's
thing
right
you
next
got
to,
going on there.
That's on Demumbrian. That's not even on Broadway. I've been to those bars, and that's right next to Rebar, I think it's called, where everything is made with literal rebar. And, and then they have the original Tin Roofs on Demumbrian as well, right there near all those bars. So, there's so many ways to go about that. I feel like that's one of those things that dudes just do sitting around, where you know how there's always the viral videos, Allie, where it's like, oh. You know, it's the woman and the thought bubble comes up from her head. He's probably thinking about cheating on me. He's thinking about, and the dude's like, man, what would I name the bar? What would I name the bar that I wanted to use? So it's that's always a fun conversation. You got one? I don't know.
No, I don't have. Cool. I don't know what I would name my bar, honestly, if I had one. It would probably just be some very sports related.
Bo's Bistro and Bar?
No, I would never put a Bistro.
I got one for me. What's I probably that? Would go Dylan's Dugout.
Dylan's
That's
Dugout.
That's not bad.
Dylan's Dugout.
I got one for Bo, Melrose Place.
Oh, that's actually nice.
Yeah,
you like that?
That's actually really good.
You gotta, you go with it. You know what I mean?
That's actually really good.
But then it would be hers, not mine.
No, man. A lot of people name things after their kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, or after their mom. You know what I mean? I don't know what your mom's name is. You don't have to throw out their live on air, but you know.
No, I don't know what I would. I don't.
Mine would be called
Janet's Joint. Janet's Joint. Could do Susie Q's for Mama Mac.
Maybe he throws something in there with squids, something like what are I have to see what a squid's habitat is called.
The ocean.
I don't know.
What is it? It's, you know, on Nemo, they're talking about what is habitat?
Like how
anemone?
Yeah, exactly.
Anemone.
I don't know. I wasn't trying to be a jerk, but it's just the ocean. That's where.
Well, I mean, like how they said how Nemo stayed in the anemone or whatever it's called. You know, if there's a specific like thing, like how starfish stay on like the coral reefs or whatever, or like the coral part. You know, that's what I kind of meant. Well,
we got you.
Yeah, we definitely understood. And look, this goes along the lines, and I've told you guys we're going to do this at some point in the month of July. We're going to come up with a playbook. We're gonna start writing a playbook, and we're gonna come up with names for plays, and you know names that you know, Lucky and Ricky, you know, we used to do Ricky and Lucy.
Okay.
were fun names for plays, and they're use you know cars or use galaxies or things like that. That's always a lot of fun, man. It's always a lot of fun. For right now, though, hey, let's go ahead and hit Mic'd Up. And just a reminder that today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's cafes. 13 Atlanta locations. Before we get to some extra special sound from a new member of Mike's Mafia, I do want to make sure we highlight all the people, Bo, that reached out to us over the weekend, that were at the race, that were trying to connect or see where we were set up. We did a broadcast on Saturday from 4 to 7. We were not set up at, like, the midway, I think, where you would expect, like, radio stations to be set up or, like, you know, broadcasting live from under the tent out here next to the Jigs of the Drivers intros or anything like that. We were in our campers and RV all weekend, and that was where we set up stop. So some of the people that reached out to us, I know that you had an interaction with a young fan who's a up-and-coming driver who's a I don't know what, 14, 15,
yeah,
16 years
14.
Old?
Yeah, he's 14. Cameron, I believe the last name is pronounced Stewart. Him and his dad came by the RV, the hauler, the camper, whatever you want to call it. And I talked to them for a few minutes. They're both big listeners of the station, and he races in, is it Thursday Night Thunder?
Yeah, Thursday
Thunder.
It's
the Legends that they have at Atlanta Motor Speedway every Thursday, and he's in that. And I think won. It was an interesting story. His dad was like, yeah, he was a baseball player. And we had him in travel ball, and he just said to me one day, I want to race, and I'd like to start racing and not. And he's on iRacing. That's where he kind of got figured out. He wanted, and so his dad put him a legend, and I was like, well, it's probably about the same price with travel ball these days. He's like, no, it's not. I was like, oh. Okay, I was like, daggum. But him and his dad are big fans of the show and radio station. It's just really cool because that kid is reaching out trying to get funding for his own team. And I have so much respect for how he's trying to do it and how his dad is helping teach him those life lessons of, you know, you got to make things happen on your own sometimes.
A real go-getter, if you will. Also had a couple people reach out on Twitter. I want to shout out to our buddy Dirty Birds on Twitter, who's trying to get up on Saturday with the lightning delay and everything else we had going on with the show. Wasn't able to ever come in contact with him. I know Cody Franklin was tweeting at us all weekend. We just had a bunch of people that were wondering where we were at the track and how they could interact and how they could meet up for a beer or whatever else. So really, really cool to have that interaction with a lot of you guys over the weekend. Wanted to make sure we gave that shout out. Part of the thing about what was awesome about the crew that Bo and I were with, we had a good mix of Bo's buddies, you know, that he's been friends with for a number of years, and mine as well. And so one of the cool things is everybody that we had with us all weekend, you know, sometimes people can kind of be a drag and kind of be a leech when it comes to situations like this. But everybody that we brought with us this weekend absolutely filled their role in. It was like, you know, I'm going to bring this. Hey, do you guys need anything? Hey, I'm stopping at the store before I get there. What can I bring? Charcoal, grill, meat, beer, ice, whatever else it may be. Well, one of Bo's buddies, Brent, stopped at Publix on the way. And he was outfitted with a Squid Nation shirt. And he ran in to a lovely woman named Pearl at Publix, I believe.
Miss Pearl.
Ding.
I have been messaging with since this unfortunate interaction, and she has some regret.
All right, well, we'll give some rebuttal along the way. But Brent shows up and he's wearing his Squid Nation shirt. I immediately take that as a shot at me. I'm like, yo, what's the deal, man? Like, you just roll up in here in your Squid Nation shirt. Bo's got a Squid Nation shirt on at that point.
Maybe it was laundry.
Gardner had one on.
Gardner had one on, yeah, at a certain point.
Representing.
It was Enterprise. Like, you know, where's your shirt?
Like,
you know, the mafia doesn't wear shirts. We're not going to make shirts. We're just, you know, it is what it is. You just become a mafia member.
You're just not innovative enough.
Well, it turns out that Miss Pearl from Publix gave Brent a little bit of flack about the T-shirt he was wearing.
And then Mike. Where's Mike again?
Mike's Mafia, not Mike's Squid Mafia, Nation.
Right. Squid is going to kill me.
Oh, my gosh. You heard it here from Pearl at Publix.
They're
going to
talk about me.
Yes, we are going to talk about you, Miss Pearl. Oh. Shout out to Miss Pearl from Publix. She's been one of the newest members of Mike's Mafia.
That's
she
the Mafia.
That's the Mafia. You can approach her about it all you want to, but I think we all know deep down you can hear it in her voice where she sits.
That's the Publix by my house.
Which makes it even better.
I go to the gym. Both of her sons listen. They're both big Falcons fans. And I know both of them from the gym I work out at.
Yeah.
And Miss Pearl is there.
Yes.
I messaged Miss Pearl because she's messaged with me on Instagram before. And I was like, I'm just so heartbroken. And she was like, no, that was the only part that was on video. I said other stuff good. She's like, and then she asked me how to get a T-shirt and what to smoke. So I need to respond to her because I'm still a little upset with her.
Yeah.
She's kind of broke my heart.
Anyways, man, I want to give a shout out to Miss Pearl. There's no doubt about it. And it was such a cool weekend. And I think the fact that he was stopping at Publix on the way to pick up whatever we needed kind of says a lot about the crew we had with us. But such a blast down at Echo Park Speedway. And Miss Pearl, obviously, holding the fort down up there in Woodstock at the Publix, man. We appreciate you.
I don't want to call anybody out. But what do you think? Who do you think had the most burgers after the race?
Me. 1,000%.
I didn't
eat anything before the race.
I didn't either. Yeah, I had a little bit of the country style ribs.
I had one bite of country style ribs. I had nothing for lunch. And by the time we got back from the race, I didn't eat anything at the race. By the time we got back from the race, yeah, I was like, dude, whatever is going on that grill is about to go down.
Well, you and I did the version, like, we held our own with the burger eating because I had just two regular burgers, which for me, like, you know, a lot of bread and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna put that number out there that you had?
I think I had three, and a couple of them were doubles.
Yeah.
Those patties were about this big.
I know, they were smash burgers, so that's not really that.
They look like sausage patties.
But somebody was like, Mike had like three of the doubles. I was like.
Yeah, I went down.
When? I didn't even see that.
I didn't eat all day.
I know, man. I was starving.
That was a bad decision.
That Blackstone came in handy.
Which y'all can imagine what that looked like.
Well, it was clearly quite a weekend. Coming up, we've got the wake-up call. This is where you get to weigh in on the show, 404-726-0929. Let's stay on the theme with bars. I like it. What would your bar be named if you had one? Also, was Michael Penix ranked too low on the NFC South QB list? Any opinions on where Ronald Acuna should hit? I know it is heavily debated in this studio, so feel free to call in. Give us your opinion, 404-726-0929. Also on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.